Okay, Sean.
We are going now to Josh Heisel.
Oh, yeah. Last week, he came on the show real quick, was not a scheduled guest. We were, it was, I can't remember exactly, but it was something about a documentary, and he's involved in this documentary, and his partner that he's involved in the documentary was on the show, and then boom, Josh calls in. Gives us a little bit of G2, talking about his music, talking about this touring that he's doing with some pretty big-name stars, and kind of a little bit of a contrast there about how, well, we'll just let him tell you. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Man, it's good to see you. It's good to hear from you again. I was looking for a clip to play, and we can pull this up. I just want to get your interpretation, what you want to do. We're going to pull it up on YouTube. What's your favorite musical clip that you got on YouTube so we can pull it up and play it at the end of your segment?
Gosh, I don't know. People post videos up there all the time. There's tons of them.
Well, give me a name of a song that you want us to play.
Stay Home.
Stay Home? Stay
for my warfighter brother. It's my Blackheart Ramadi Marines.
All right, Stay Home. We'll play that as we close out. Now, we're going to talk about you. You've been touring around. First of all, what's the name of the film project you're involved with? I'm sorry, I forgot the name.
It's called From War to Wisdom.
From War to Wisdom, and I was watching some clips last night, and it is about warfighters that go from that active duty to, you know, this side of the wire. They're living in the civilian world, and how they transition, not just in the things they do, but their mind and the acceptance and how they cope and really thrive.
Yeah, man, it's like I've seen about 15, 20 documentaries since I've been home from the war. It's just been doom and gloom, you know, and PTSD this and be scared of us that. So I wanted to make a film that focuses on Marines that are coming back and doing positive things.
I love that. And one guy, I was watching the clip, he's a warfighter from Vietnam, and from the Vietnam War, and he's doing art with stained glass. And at first you're like, stained glass, whatever. And then you listen to him. What was his name? Ragtime, right?
Ragtime, yeah. It's called 1,000 Points of Peace. And he's going to make 1,000 of these before he dies. And that's his thing. And it's awesome.
It is. And that's where he puts his focus. That's where he puts his... I always say a big part of dealing with PTSD or coping with PTSD is controlling your distractions, having a lot of good distractions that you can focus on. And sometimes I'll kind of get taken off my game. We just had Carl Monger on the show a couple segments ago, and he had said something. He was talking about some guys being pinned down, and it kind of brought me back to a time, you know, over there, and that feeling of being pinned down, and kind of shook me a little bit. I had to step away for a minute, and so my distraction wasn't working to keep my mind off of that stuff. It kind of actually got in my mind, and I kind of had to push it out and step away. Do you find that what you do professionally in music and with film is the right distraction so you don't get into that funky headspace?
Well, I don't know that you can ever really shake that stuff, man. Like, I think we're doing, you and I both, and Ragtime, we're doing what we can to distract ourselves, but there's always going to be those, you know, days where, I don't know. I was out with Stephen Stills once, and I heard a car backfiring or what.
Mm-hmm.
But funky. I was right back there. I was right back in it.
Okay, you hang on, brother. You just lost me 8 seconds. Hang on a second. Tell me again about this, what happened with Stephen Stills and what happened without the F word.
Oh, sorry. We were out in just out at somewhere in New York, and a car backfired or some kind of noise went off. And I was right back there. I was like, you know, almost paralyzed with fear for a second.
Mm.
And everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, you know, I was embarrassed. It was embarrassing. So I'm very distracted on that tour. I had a great time, made some wonderful music, but I don't think you can totally shake that.
Yeah, I don't think you could totally shake it either. And because you don't know it's coming, it'll sneak up on you. You know, they're called intrusive thoughts, and then your adrenaline goes up. And when the adrenaline goes up, you get that tunnel vision, become hypervigilant. And anybody out there that deals with combat-related PTSD knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. You get what I'm saying, but how do you see it? What are your words with that?
I don't know. There's a film called Hell and Back Again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's a part in the film where the dude is ordering, him and his wife are ordering food from a fast food place for like 30 people. And he's in the passenger seat, and he's just, you know, it's getting to him, you know? And the editor of this film cuts in all this war kind of sounds and things. That's that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're, you, you, it's so hard to explain, but that feeling of adrenaline, you know, that it all comes, it's all these emotions at the same time.
And there's no place to put it because you're not there. You're here.
You know where to put it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you have to just step away and breathe or something. I mean, anymore when I get upset at a baseball game or a hockey game with my son, it takes me a good hour to calm down.
Yeah.
I have to go be alone and calm down. And it's like, Jesus. You know?
Is it ever going to, yeah, it's like, is it ever really going to all go away, you know?
I know. No, it's not. But what we can do is support each other, man. I mean, that's the big thing about this film is bringing vets together. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a chat group of Marines. It's probably.
You there?
We just, yeah.
Okay, you say you got a chat group of Marines that talk about the film and that basically that are supporting each other in social media.
Yeah, and it's just carrying on that conversation. Sometimes someone gets on there drunk and they just want to ramble.
Right.
Sometimes that's me, but we support each other, you know, and it's just fun. Just being in touch with one another is so important.
I think you have to maintain the group. I really do. I think you got to maintain the group. Okay, brother, let's get a plug for what you got going on. I got to kick you to break, but I want you to come back again, and we're going to close out with your song. So let's get a plug for what you got going on.
All right, Word of Wisdom. It's going to be a really neat film. And like I said, I'm tired of the negative films. I want to do a positive one. Dan Collins and I work really hard on it. WordofWisdom.com, JoshHeisel.com. Shout out to my Blackheart Ramadi Marines. And, you know, look for this film this year. It's going to be huge. And go on YouTube, put From War to Wisdom. You'll see every clip we've been working on. All kinds of teasers and trailers.
I love it, brother. Thank you so much. And, hey, give me a call, man. I got a feeling you got some stuff going on right now. So if we need to talk a little bit later, make sure you reach out to somebody. Got you?
All right, brother.
All the way. Out here.
Later. Send you.